Recorded Books presents The Secrets Beneath by Kimberly Woodhouse. Narrated by Stephanie Cozart. Dear reader, to set the stage for this series, allow me to give you a little context. Dinosaur National Monument is in the northwest corner of Colorado and the northeast corner of Utah. Earl Douglas, a paleontologist for the Carnegie Museum in Pittsburgh, found the first bones in 1909 that were the beginning of the dinosaur quarry, which is now famous around the world. Earl was a fascinating man and dreamed of having a place where people could see the bones in the actual rock for all time. His dream became reality. It's because of him that Dinosaur National Monument is there. And it's amazing. The idea for a series about women in paleontology and dinosaurs came because I threw out a question to my readers on my Facebook page about things, topics, people, historical events they would like to see next in my books. Laura Flint tossed out the Bone Wars. Now, if you don't know anything about that, you'll learn about them through this series. But you can also look them up online. I'll give links in the note from the author at the end of the book. But through all of our chats, Laura connected me with Diane Douglas Iverson, Earl's granddaughter. Isn't that awesome? Through this amazing friendship, I learned incredible things about Earl. That's why you'll see quotes from his personal journals, "Speak to the Earth and it will teach you." The Life and Times of Earl Douglas, 1862 to 1931, Book Surge Publishing, 2009, throughout the book. I hope they inspire and intrigue you as well. Diane has graciously given us permission to use Earl's words and poems and has helped me immeasurably throughout my research and writing of this book. I spent almost 2 weeks out in Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah doing research, meeting with real-life paleontologists like Dr. Sue Ann Bilby, going to museum after museum, and visiting site after site. When it came down to figuring out the timeline for my novels, I wanted to show the progression in paleontology over the years. So I chose the southwest corner of Wyoming off of the Green River in what is now Flaming Gorge Reservoir. The area in this first story would now be flooded because of the Flaming Gorge Dam. What is now Marsh Creek is the offshoot of the area where I imagine Walker Creek once thrived. My research buddies, Renette Steele and Jenny Cook, were invaluable to me as I drove them all over God's creation to find the exact place to set The Secrets Beneath. I intentionally placed this story there so I would not detract from the discoveries of the real paleontologists in history. Wyoming, Utah, and Colorado all have a wealth of dinosaur quarries filled with fossils, and many of the best discoveries in North America were found there. This is a work of fiction, and while I did an enormous amount of research, any mistakes are my own and not a reflection of all the wonderful experts who helped me along the way. I invite you to traipse along with me through history as we meet the people of Walker Creek and dig for dinosaurs. Enjoy the journey. Kimberly Woodhouse. From Earl Douglas, Saturday, January 28, 1888. Go forth into nature and see what she has to show thee. Enter the silent wood and lose thyself in thoughts unthought before. Let fancy construct worlds unknown, fairy worlds of the mind. All this is wonderful, but the wonder is of thyself the mystery of the mind, and that matter can arrange itself. Know to perceive other forms, other arrangements of matter, and then to think beyond, to construct a new world of its own, yet of fragments of the old.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?